This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We know that health care reform, Obamacare, has brought insurance to millions more Americans, but a new report out in the Journal of Health Affairs finds that despite this newfound access, many facilities lack the capacity to take on new patients. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on a business opportunity that exists as spending on treatment for addiction is expected to practically double by 2020.
As many as 30 million people now actually have insurance to cover any addiction problem. The only trouble, says University of South Carolina's Christina Andrews, is that coverage alone isn't getting many of them in the door.
The reality is that that's going to take years, and we have people right now who have great need.
Andrews says half the programs around the country don't meet basic insurance company requirements. And as of 2012, 63% lack the health IT they need to communicate with doctors and hospitals. These programs will eventually grow. It's just probably not from an investment at the state level, says Henrik Harwood.
Remember that providers are businesses like any others. They're responsible for making their own investments.
Harwood is with the National Association of State Alcohol and Drug Abuse Directors. He says given how political Obamacare remains, state spending is a long shot. But given the billions in new money that is available, there's reason to think someone will find a way to expand treatment and make a bunch of money. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.